Hey, what's up, Brian?
Hey, I've got the gentleman on the on
What's
the
his name?
line. His name is Matthew.
Matthew. And you've already verified his account and everything?
Yep, Matthew Greenwald. I'm on his plume right now.
I'm going to access it myself, so I'll help him out. Oh, go ahead and transfer.
Okay, thank you very much.
Hello, Matthew, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Matthew. My name's Phil. Phil, I'm one of the guys who will help all my other CSRs when they need some more technical support. I hear you're trying to get your router information set up. Is that correct?
So, right now I'm running your provided equipment.
Okay.
I've got the ONT, and then I've got the Wi-Fi access point router combo.
Okay.
What I'm hoping to do, probably not today, but I was hoping to get the ball rolling with you, is I built out an OpenSense box on commodity hardware, and it's got like a 10 gig port on it for Ethernet, and I was gonna try to wire that up and then get it on your network and then connect my own wireless access points behind that.
Okay.
So I assume I just need to give you like a MAC address or something.
For something like that, for that one, all of your devices should be automatically whitelisted. I can look real quick to see what's going on with those devices.
Oh, I haven't connected it yet. So.
Okay.
Oh, so it's just, so once I connect my OpenSense box, it should just work.
Since you said it has its own Ethernet port, correct?
Yes. Yeah. It'll have a 10 gig Ethernet port.
So what you want to do is you want to connect, once you connect that to the Ethernet line directly into your ONT gateway that we provided with you, everything will be with that service instead of through our plume. We'll still be able to access a lot of the devices you currently do have connected. Otherwise, it's going to be, everything is going to be based off of, that device instead of our ONT gateway.
Okay. Yeah. So it sounds like I can just, when I'm ready, I can just plug it in. And...
Yep. Looks like I'm looking at your topology right now. Looks like you have three devices currently plugged directly into our router, which looks like a laptop. If I'm looking at it correctly, it's your Linux laptop. I'm pretty sure that's a workstation, if I'm not mistaken. It looks like you have a Raspberry Pi as well as a, really nice router, because it actually lets us know what kind of router it is as well. So yeah, it looks like everything should be good to go. It should be a direct plug and play for that device, and then you'll be able to just broadcast the signal that it's receiving from via Ethernet out to other devices.
Okay, and so just to be clear, this, I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
Okay.
So once my new one's plugged in, I was going to disconnect the plume entirely.
So I will advise you that once you disconnect from Plume, we will no longer be able to provide any kind of technical support. Plume is actually our direct access to assisting you with anything that goes wrong with your internet directly. We won't be able to check to see if there's outages. We will not be able to check to see if there's any kind of hiccups with any devices that are connected to it. So I'm just letting you know that is something you can do. But once you do disconnect, we at this current time, we will not be able to do any kind of troubleshooting.
Okay. In that case, can I run the plume in like a bridge mode so that it isn't providing any routing capabilities?
It's just... So if you wanted to do something like that, I would suggest using pretty much doing a pretty much like a sidechained of connecting our ONT gateway to your other router that you're looking to use, and then you can utilize that router as your main source. That way your plume access is only to the plume access is to your actual ONT gateway, which is what's receiving all of your high bandwidth fiber internet from us. That way, if there is an outage, we can let you know saying, hey, there's an outage to your system, and then everything else is ran off of your other device, if you want to do it that way.
Oh, okay. So if I just Okay. So it sounds like I could just leave the plume plugged in and kind of just treat it just like a, I don't know, an analogous device, but.
It would just be a fiber gateway device at that point.
And so, just to be clear, it would be behind my new firewall and router.
Yes.
Okay, so it just becomes like another device on the network that I'm running.
So the way from everything I've learned through all of the training we've had with our plumes is once you have your new device hooked up to our ONT gateway, what will happen is that new device will be acting as your pretty much hub spot for everything. And the only thing that our network will show is that singular device connected to our gateway. That way it's like it'll let us know. We'll still be able to check to see saying, hey, we're having some connectivity issues with everything going on for this singular device that's connected. We are showing that there is an outage in the area if something does come up. Otherwise, once that device is connected, everything past it is on its own separate network. So.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like when my equipment arrives, I should just give it a shot. And then I guess if I run into any problems, I can just call in.
Yeah, and at that time we may have to elevate you to our tier 2 if something does come up along that lines, because we can only do so much on our side.
Yeah, of course.
But knowing how things are working and how, because from the looks of what your network looked like, you look like you're very technically sound with a lot of stuff that comes in, and I don't see many people who are just like, oh hey, I have this new device, let's connect 22 devices to it immediately. So especially one that says like, oh yeah, I'm running a Linux workstation and a Raspberry Pi in tandem. I'm like, okay, so someone who knows what they're doing at least. So, alrighty. But yeah, if you have any issues after you get your new device in, you can give us a call. Go ahead and give us a call, and if we need to, we can connect you with our tier 2 tech support department. That way they can actually help you. I can let you know that we are currently working on a throughput with our technical teams that are trying to get it so that if something does come up, it's like we can still see what is connected to the internet, even through your secondary device. We are working on essentially it's like a pass-through software for our plume on our side. That way we can, if something does happen with another device, we can troubleshoot it a little bit better as well. That's going to be way outside of our scope as technical, as customer service representatives, but it is something that our teams are working on right now. But yeah, is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, I think that was it. I guess so. And then I assume I should put the new router in DHCP or just get an address from you guys automatically, or do I need to?
It should be an automatic address that attaches to it. Yeah.
Amazing. Okay, that sounds super easy. Thanks for all the help. Appreciate it.
You're quite welcome. If there's nothing else, thank you for calling our Stop Fiber, and we look forward to helping you in the future.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Cool. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.